The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Olivia Quay.
I'm Haryanto Diman. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode.
Well, as Singapore ramps up its vaccination efforts, there are still those of us who are undecided whether or not they would get the shot.
Concerns have also been raised over whether the existing vaccines are effective against new variants of the coronavirus, including recent strains detected in Britain and South Africa.
Joining us is Professor Ooi Eng Yong, Deputy Director of the Emerging Infectious Diseases Program at Duke NUS Medical School. Welcome again, Prof. Could you explain why COVID-19 vaccines like Pfizer's would be effective against, you know, the virus's new variants?
First of all, thanks for having me. The vaccines that we're that have been licensed, like those from Pfizer as well as Moderna, eventually the vaccines are constructed by using the entire spike gene. So it's not just one part of the protein, but the gene that encodes for the whole protein, but the entire thing itself. In other words, for the virus to be able to evolve to the extent that it can completely evade the immune system, which will be attacking the protein from all sorts of different angles and against the whole thing, it must undergo quite a substantial number of changes, right? So if you think about it, it's like using a key to get into a door, right? The key must first of all slot into the lock and it must fit. And next thing the key needs to do, or at least the person using the key needs to now turn the key so that you now unlock the door. So the mutations that we're finding with the UK variant, the South Africa variant and all that are mostly focused or concentrated around the very tip of the key. And so the idea therefore is that it fits the lock better. Right. But there are also other parts of the spike protein that are important, and that's important for turning the lock. And so because of the way the vaccines are made, we'll also make antibodies that now block the spike protein from turning. And if it cannot turn, it cannot unlock. Right. So then the virus cannot get in. But that's just the antibody perspective of the immune response. Our immune response is also composed of killer cells, right? Or a thing called T cells. And the T cells basically now peer inside our cells to know which ones are infected and which ones are not. So in the event that, you know, the antibodies are not sufficient to protect against infection and that gets through, then our T cells will then still come and be able to scan and identify which ones are infected and which ones are not. And then you'll get rid of those that are infected and prevent the virus from spreading in the body. So RNA vaccines, as well as those vaccines that like AstraZeneca's adenoviral vector vaccines. So these vaccines all are delivered into our body. And then our body then makes the spike protein. This form of vaccine will produce both antibodies as well as killer T cells. And so there's redundancy in our immune response. And that's why it's very hard for the virus to be able to mutate to such an extent that it would escape all the antibodies as well as the T cell response. So that's highly, highly unlikely.
Right. Professor, we understand that you received your COVID-19 vaccine last week. How was your experience?
Right. Yeah, I got my first dose last week. It was highly uneventful, I guess, is the way to put it. I had a sore left arm for a day or so, but that was about it, nothing else.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, Prof, for spending some time to speak with us. And that was infectious diseases expert, Professor Ooi Eng Yong from Duke NUS Medical School.